The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
As is common with bank holiday weekends, the Gardaí are issuing warnings, as you heard from Ellen Butler, about road safety operations underway. They started at 7 a.m. on Thursday, running through until Tuesday morning, and the Gardaí requesting that everybody, given particularly how manky the conditions are, sorry to use a technical term, but it seems appropriate in this instance, they're warning everybody to take care. Conor Faulkner is with us, transport commentator and consultant with the RIAC. The interesting thing, Conor, with this is it comes on the heels of a survey about people's perception of relative safety on the road that says that despite us doing very well, people don't feel that we're doing very well.
Yeah, and they say perception is everything, don't they? Do people feel more intimidated? Do they feel less safe on the roads? The RSA seem to think that they do, or a majority of people do, and that's compared to 10 years ago. On the data, though, we have actually become a much safer country, Anton. Certainly over the last couple of decades, really if you date it since Y2K, the year 2000, and the road safety policies that we've been pursuing since then, we've actually reduced road deaths by two-thirds. Which is amazing. You know, that's a brilliant win. And yes, with it comes this kind of perception that things have never been as bad. So you wonder what's making people feel that. I actually think that I know that the RSA survey, Anton, was asking people how they felt now versus 10 years ago. But I think there might be a little bit of recency bias in that because, let's be honest, we had been doing well on road safety and then we dropped the ball. Coming out of the pandemic, there wasn't enough enforcement. There weren't Gardaí in evidence. The government wasn't taking it as seriously as it should. And the road safety figures worsened significantly, giving rise to a lot of public attention. So to me, I think even though we've improved a little bit in the last year or so, I think this survey might be tainted a little bit by that and by all the attention that road safety got a year or so ago, Anton.
Although it's interesting, when you talk about the numbers that were commonplace pre-2000, I mean, 400 and something road deaths common year after year at a time when we had a 20% smaller population. Even at the worst figures of recent years, we are still vastly better than we once were.
Yeah, oh, no comparison. And we have come right up the European and international league table. Now, not uniquely. I mean, right across Western Europe, in places like Spain and Portugal, for example, which were similar to us, they also have made huge strides in improving their infrastructure and improving their, you know, quality of driving, tuition, the level of enforcement, and just taking road safety an awful lot more seriously. So a lot of those European countries, us included, have kind of had to grow up and get their act together and look a little bit more like the Scandinavians when it comes to taking road safety seriously. And we did so, you know, made huge progress. Last year, you know, the total number of people killed on the roads last year, 174, Anton. Now, you know, as I say, in year 2000, it was 411. So we've done something right. But even so, you know, eaten bread is soon forgotten. And we don't hold ourselves to yesterday's standards. We do want to keep getting better. And there's absolutely nobody can pretend that 170 odd people dead is in any sense a good news story. You know, even if statistically it used to be worse. So it's clear we've got, you know, we still have a good long way to go. To my mind, you know, why do people feel a little bit less safe? I actually think more than anything else, it's guards, Anton. When we were talking about safety of tourists in Dublin city centre, for example, I mean, there's not much point in you producing mugging statistics and showing that statistically it's actually very safe. You know, not if you feel menaced on the streets. And one of the major countermeasures for that was the physical presence of Gardaí. Give us yellow bibs, give us guards in uniforms visible on O'Connell Street in the evening. And, you know, that made an enormous difference. Road safety is the very same, Anton. We need to see Gardaí out and about. They're on a big blitz for the bank holiday weekend, and that's great. But you need to see them day in, day out. It's one of the best countermeasures you can possibly have to speeding or drink driving is the presence of those flashing blue lights. So we want people to feel safe, whatever about the statistics. To my mind, it underscores the need to invest in Gardaí. We haven't got enough, and it shows.
Well, that's when you talk about the statistics, that's one of the areas where we haven't been doing well statistically has been the diminution of the number of guards in the available traffic corps. I mean, the numbers were down to, was it nearly half at one point?
I mean, unfortunately, it's kind of been plundered as a Garda reserve or Garda resource that they could kind of deploy as and where they need. There's supposed to be about 1,100 people in the Garda traffic corps there, thereabouts. And we've only had a specialist Garda traffic corps for about 15 years or so. But it's supposed to be ring-fenced, doing traffic. There's supposed to be 1,100 of them. At the moment, there's only about 600. And most of those don't get to do traffic duty a lot of the time. And in fact, there are plenty of Gardaí who, you know, would like to transfer to traffic, would like to do traffic, so to speak. But it's difficult to facilitate them because there's backfill requirements, because you need Gardaí elsewhere, etc. So I think the primary source of the problem, if you like, is not so much that we are short of traffic Gardaí, but that we're short of Gardaí full stop, and for that reason, not enough are being deployed to traffic. But it's not excusable, because there's a pretty straight line of cause and effect. If you skimp on Gardaí and enforcement, then as sure as night follows day, you will see your death statistics worsen. And that happened. I mean, that absolutely happened in 2022 and 2023. We didn't bother enforcing. We skimped on Gardaí, and immediately you saw those death figures go up. I've said before, it's a bit like weeding the garden. You never put down your little trowel and say, there you go, I've finished weeding the garden, because you're never finished. If you don't do it again next month, the weeds will be back. And likewise with road safety, you've got to constantly be on it. You've got to hear about road safety continuously. Motorists have to know what the messages are and what they mean. And they've got to be Gardaí in their daily lives. And then I think the messages can land. And we've proved before, we can do really good things. There was a stage where we talk about statistics being not all that important, Anton, but there was a stage, I think it was about 7-8 years ago, where one of our annual results for road death actually statistically made us the safest country in the world. So, you know, that's it's a little bit of a statistical quirk and a one-off on a small data set. But nevertheless, it's indicative that we really were doing something right. We went from being a sick man of Europe to a genuine world leader in terms of protecting people on the roads and road safety. And having done that, we relapsed. We allowed it to slide backwards. And I think it's that backward slide that's the frustrating thing for those involved.
For the weekend, then, what's the advice?
Well, manky was your description of the conditions, Anton. I mean, I'm looking out my window and I can confirm. obviously the weather is foul this weekend, and a lot of people will already have planned journeys across the country. I mean, it's the school holidays, so people, whether it's visiting Granny in Donegal or taking your break, there's going to be a lot of people on the road. The recommendation has to be to slow down and drive safely. Our main roads are busy this weekend with people on the move, and the whole country is so wet and so saturated that roads are clearly in poor condition. On motorways at the moment, there's an issue with road spray, which can make visibility very difficult. But look, we know ourselves, Anton, as drivers, it's a dangerous day. It's going to be a dangerous weekend out there. Single most important tip, if you like, is to slow down. So, you know, slow down, leave a big distance between you and the car in front, allow plenty of time for your journey, and recognise that roads are in poor condition, so you'll have to take it handy.
Connor, thank you very much. Connor Faulkner there, transport commentator and consultant with the RIAC. And on the topic of road safety and the Garda traffic, or in a while we'll be hearing why Conor McGregor maintained to Tucker Carlson during the week that the Garda traffic division is responsible indirectly for multiple deaths by checking people's unpaid tax.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.